Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. The liberals are exploding. Having going nuclear. Why? Well, for one thing, Trump just keeps winning. You know, he warned us we'd get tired of it. But I'm not. I'm ready for some more. How about you? Make no mistake about it, my friend. This ship has not completed its turn from the brink. Not yet. The Supreme Court has come down with some constitutional rulings, one after another. Government unions' power to compel membership loses, and freedom wins. California attacks on Christian free speech loses, and freedom wins. Liberals' attack on the constitutional powers of the president to protect and defend our borders loses, and our right to live free under our own laws wins. And, of course, you know the gay rights Nazis who want to force Christians to accept and affirm their perverted lifestyle lost, and the Denver cake makers won. And then, adding to the liberals' nightmares, Kennedy resigned. Oh my, opening a chair on SCOTUS that President Trump gets to fill. Of course, this will raise the hopes of right-to-life Americans that Wade will be reversed. And Whoopi is panicked. Screeches, get out of my vagina. And we agree, no doctor should be invading that sanctuary of life to murder an innocent child. We will get to vote on the gas tax in November here in California. And so, friend, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic. A gourmet meal for the mind.
The liberals are exploding. I mean, they are going nuclear. Maxine Waters, the most embarrassing voice out of California, forgive me, my friends in other states. And by the way, that's saying something, to be the most embarrassing voice out of California, who only a short time ago was dubbed one of the nation's most corrupt elected officials in Washington, for her role in pushing for a government bailout for a bank tied to her family. And she's screeching mad, man. I mean, she's screeching mad about Obama putting these children that are crossing our borders illegally into cages. She's so angry at Obama for all those pictures she saw of children kept in cages like dogs in a dog pound, separated from their parents. She's furious with that immigration rights advocate group that sued the Clinton administration back in, I think it was 97, forcing him to make an accommodation to separate the children from their parents. Can you imagine? And hold them in separate areas of detention while the parents were being processed for illegally crossing our border? I mean, you have never seen Maxine more angry. She was fuming mad at Obama. And hey, she made it clear. This happened because Obama wanted those kids in those cages. That's what he put them there. And listen, Obama wasn't going to get a pass here. No way. Maxine said she's going to hunt him down. She'll find him wherever he is, and she'll let him know she won't take any more of this. That's right. She even called on all Americans. If you see one of Obama's administration people in a restaurant, you need to make a crowd and you need to tell them, you're not welcome here. If you see one of Obama's administration at a gas station, well, you make a crowd and you shout them down and you tell them, get out of town. I mean, what else does it mean to say you're not welcome anymore anywhere? And she insisted, I mean, she demanded, Obama, you return those children to their parents. Those liberals are so angry at Obama for what he did that created the situation that had hundreds of children being locked up in dog kennels. Excuse me? What's that you say? She's not angry at Obama. Didn't Obama do those things? He did. Yes, we know he did. She knows he did. Who's she mad at then? Oh, she's angry at Trump. She's angry at Trump, who had nothing to do with it. Oh, okay. I get it now. I get it. This is not about anything like concern for the children. It's about hating Trump. If they cared at all about helping these children, which is exactly what we want to do, well, then the Dems would get behind Trump's effort to do something about this, something that Obama never did or Clinton never, neither did Bush. All of these guys just look the other way. Liberals are very funny. No, liberals are very unfunny these days. I mean, they're fuming about a recent SCOTUS decision to respect the religious convictions of the owners of Masterpiece Creations. Is that what it's called? It was Baker's in Denver. You know, that couple homosexuals sued because after they explained their convictions about gay marriage to the couple and just said it's a religious conviction, it's nothing personal. But the homosexuals got all hot about it and decided to sue because how dare these Christians, you know, not make a cake for us, right? That was basically their beef. And I believe this couple gave these homosexuals two or three different other stores that were available to them where they could get their cake made. So, you know, rather than just honoring somebody else's convictions, having respect for somebody else's point of view, and just, you know, okay, walk across the street or drive across town, they decided to make a federal case out of it. And I mean, literally. And they finally lost on the ground that this couple had the right not to bake a cake for a homosexual wedding if they, for religious reasons, felt they could not in good conscience participate. But if Sarah Sanders Huckabee, White House press secretary for President Trump, wants to eat lunch at, let's just say, Red Hen Restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, well, the Trump-hating owner very ungraciously demands that she and her party vacate the premises. You know, leave her restaurant. That's right. So, you know, Sarah was booted from the Red Hen. But it gets even weirder. Because when Sarah and her family obliged and, you know, got up and walked out of the restaurant, because that's what conservatives do in these cases, you know, and Mrs. Sanders and her husband went on home, but the rest of the family decided to go across the street and to another eatery. Well, this owner of the Red Hen followed them and cajoled them. It was rather short notice, you know, so she couldn't put together a large crowd. She got one person out there with a protesting sign to make some noise out there and create a scene. Okay. Sounds like it's right out of the Maxine Waters playbook, doesn't it? You know, you see one of those conservatives that support Trump. Well, here's what you do. You see him at a gas station, you make a crowd. You see him in a restaurant, you make a crowd. You tell them they're not welcome. Right? Nice people, these liberals. Tolerant, open to alternative points of view. So long as they're in power, they behave relatively civil. But they're like babies, you know. So long as they have their chubby little hand firmly grasping the lollipop stick, they are content. They are content, but take it away and whoa, baby. Screaming and pounding their little chubby fists. And hey, you know, I've seen it sometimes. These kids will reach out and scratch your face off. They get so angry, turning beet red with rage. These liberals are going crazy. And why? Because Trump keeps trumping them. You know, he warned us we'd get tired of winning. But I'm not tired of it, so keep it coming. His immigration ban has been upheld by the Supreme Court. All those lower courts just got schooled on something called the Constitution. Trump was acting in accordance with the powers of his office. So, you know, thank God we don't have to become like England with enclaves of communities governing themselves under separate laws, working subversively to bring the entire island there in England under Sharia law. Trump will protect us from that, thank God. So we can protect ourselves from what's going on in Germany, where Muslim men are prowling the streets and raping German women, claiming it's their right. So we can protect idiots like Sophia Loesch. She's been telling her German neighbors that Muslim refugees are not dangerous, but instead they're the ones in danger. She has been a very vocal advocate for receiving more and more Muslim refugees into her country. A 28-year-old idealist, president of the Social Democratic Party youth organization there in Bamberg, a university student, and she's been working hard on behalf of impoverished immigrants. Anyway, she was raped and killed by a Muslim migrant. Irony? I guess. Viva los Trump. He has the right idea about this, and we need to support him. So, SCOTUS handed down another victory to Trump. Trumped them again and supported the president's constitutional power to protect and defend our borders. And then another victory. You know, the gay rights Nazis who want to force Christians to accept and affirm their perverted lifestyle. That's really what they're going for. You know, their life-threatening, life-destroying behavior. Their presumed right to change the meaning of the word marriage and undermine that sacred institution. Well, they lost. And freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom from government political correctness, coercion, and intimidation won. Freedom won. SCOTUS ruled that the Denver cake makers have a right to their religious convictions against homosexual marriage. Trump keeps trumping them and winning. Americans' right to work without being forced to join a union was upheld by the Supreme Court. Imagine being forced to pay dues to a political action committee just for the privilege to work for the government. Friend, that's actually against the law. You can't be required to pay a third party to get a job with the government. Friend, the left understands exactly what this means, this decision that was made recently by SCOTUS. Stephen Vladeck, law professor, commented on this ruling. He said, quote, "This decision in particular will likely have ramifications at the ballot box, since it will weaken the economic health and political power of public sector unions, which tend to support Democratic candidates more often than Republicans," end quote. In other words, these unions are about really political action committees. No wonder the swamp is packed with blue alligators. Part of draining the swamp is breaking the Democrat machine. And a large part of that machinery in this country is organized in the liberal unions, who, just like a Dem, force Americans to give them money that they can turn around and use to promote their agenda to transform America into a socialistic, liberty-strangling society of jackbooted, politically correct thugs who will squelch free speech and take away your liberties. You know what Kagan actually said about this ruling? She said that free speech is the culprit here, basically. Now, she used those words. I understand that. But I read what she said. Free speech is the enemy of liberal unions. You know, she's complaining that free speech is being used as a sword to destroy the unions. My friend, anything free speech can destroy should be destroyed. All right? If unions cannot operate in an environment of freedom, they are de facto the tools of oppression. Nothing makes it more clear that these unions that force people to pay them in order to have a job is the essence of tyranny and oppression. Let the people be free. If allowing individuals to decide for themselves whether it's in their interest to participate in a union, if that destroys these unions, even so, come Lord Jesus. And yet another ruling in favor of liberty. In National Institute of Family and Life Advocates versus Becerra, I guess that's how you pronounce it, crisis pregnancy centers will not be forced to advocate for abortion. Yeah, another California brain dead idea. To force crisis pregnancy centers to post a 29-word, 48-point font notice in, what, up to 13 languages, I understand. Really. Referring clients to free or low-cost abortions. Requiring the Christian crisis pregnancy centers to advertise or promote or send their clients to get free or low-cost abortions. Well, guess what? SCOTUS said it's no can do. Crisis pregnancy centers have rights. The people that run them have rights. They have a right to freedom of speech. And that right trumps California's presumption. I don't know where I picked that up, California, but I thought it was cute. Presumption that the state can compel their citizens' speech to conform to state propaganda or even to conform to state policies for that matter. You know, that decision defending free speech against government coercion to promote government propaganda, in this case supporting infanticide, the murder of babies in the wombs of their mothers, the decision actually made reference to arguments that have been put forward by Liberty Counsel, a great organization, by the way, against California laws that ban change counsel. This is good news on that front, too. In other words, part of the court's ruling was based on arguments against the idea that governments can forbid you to talk to homosexuals about alternatives to that lifestyle, you know, or something they call sexual orientation change counseling. And these arguments by Liberty Counsel are premised on First Amendment grounds. That First Amendment's given them a hard time lately, isn't it? So this means California supporters of AB 2943 have just received a telegram, if you will, from SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States. Free speech and freedom trumps. This is too fun. Trumps your professional speech argument. Yeah, that's what California courts have used to justify abridging the free speech rights of Americans in California. They've created a category of speech called professional speech, and they've segregated it out from under the constitutional protection of free speech. Yeah, they think they can control professional speech. It's unbelievable what these people are doing to our rights. But that's what California has been up to. We need a governor that will give California a trumping. Oh, I'll need to take a short break. I wonder if California adopts the split, you know, the three-cal plan. Will the liberals secede from the union? The liberal states that are made out of that? Well, then they can go like all Venezuela, you know, without using our tax dollars to do it. Then they don't have to worry about the Constitution getting in their way anymore, right? Watch, then they'll be calling for building a wall. But it won't be to keep people out. It'll be what they have to do to keep people in. I'll be right back.
Dr. Scheidbach is a well-respected expert on Bible prophecy. He has conducted extensive Bible prophecy conferences in America, Russia, Fiji, and Canada, in churches and Bible colleges, and he'll be providing his course in Santa Maria on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. at the Lighthouse Baptist Church. To register, call 805-714-7731 or go to santamarialighthouse.org. The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate. Brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage.
Hello, Patriots. Let me ask you a question. What are you doing to help right the sinking ship that is this nation of ours? Well, let me tell you, you can actually make a difference by supporting the Brain Massage Show. Pastor Scheidbach is working tirelessly getting God's message out. He's one of the few out there brave enough to tell it like it is. The churches in our nation have really let us down by cowering to the liberal machine. I'm telling you, if we don't take a stand, our children and our grandchildren are doomed. So go to thebrainmassageshow.com and click on the donate button and help make a difference. Thanks.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry art, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Kennedy has resigned. Yeah, Supreme Court Justice Kennedy. He's not talking about resigning. He has tendered his resignation, and Trump is on the hunt for his replacement right now. I understand Mike Lee is being considered, and that's awesome. You know, Gorsuch shored up our loss of Scalia. So while that was an important appointment, essentially it only maintained the court's 4-4 split with Kennedy as a swing vote. When it comes to any of the social hot-button issues like gay rights, abortion, Democrat control of unions, it's a pretty solid 4-4 split, and then Kennedy is the swing vote. The progressives on the court can be depended upon to vote without regard for the Constitution as it is written and as it was originally intended by the founders. They view it as a living document that should change with the culture. These jurists will consistently use their power on the bench to advance their socialist agenda and support the vast left-wing conspiracy, a veritable army of political revolutionaries working to fundamentally transform America. Those who share in Obama's belief that the Constitution is outdated, for example. And then there are four jurists that can be dependent upon to vote consistently with the letter of the Constitution and guided by original intent. But like Gorsuch, Scalia before him, who believed like Scalia, Thomas et al., that the court's job is to interpret and apply the law, not to create it or shape it according to the shifting winds of political correctness. Constitutionalists, originalists, these men may be depended upon to vote in line with the letter of the law, guided by framers' intent. Now, these men do not presume to be the law or to be a law unto themselves, as do the progressives. They work to render their decisions under the constraints of the Constitution and within the restraints of the moral code upon which the country was founded. You know, equal endowment by the creator of inalienable rights, equal justice before the law, the separation of powers with strong walls between each branch. And I could go on there, but you know what I mean. And then there was Kennedy. We were not always clear which way he would swing, sometimes reversing himself from one case to the next, consistently opposing affirmative action, and then, in a surprise decision, supporting the right of a university to practice it, for example. But he has behaved admirably in some cases, such as these that have come down lately, and we're glad for that. Who is Justice Kennedy? Well, as I mentioned, he was a Reagan appointee, styled as being libertarian, a strict federalist, which would mean he is concerned about the separation of powers, the state's rights, a strict adherence to the rule of law, and the protection of the Union under the Constitution, but not necessarily the unions. Now, his libertarian leanings explains his support for abortion. Not all libertarians support abortion, by the way, but most do. If that's what you want to do with your own body, that kind of thing. You know, no thought given to the baby in the womb, but, you know, if you want to change millennia of common law understanding and precedent, if you want to turn culture up on its head, well, you know, a guy like Kennedy would support that in the spirit of to each his own, even though there was obviously a way to address this issue that did not involve rewriting 5,000 years or more of common law understanding. On the other hand, the Federalist in him, along with his libertarian inclinations, would move him to object to the idea of forcing others to affirm and accept what they consider an immoral personal choice. You know, so while he would vote to create a right to same-sex marriage, which is an oxymoron, by the way, since the whole point of marriage is a union between a man and a woman who become one, and that's something that can never happen between persons of the same sex. But anyway, Kennedy would draw the line at homosexuals compelling others to affirm, accept, and or approve of the choices that others make. So he would join the conservatives and vote against forcing the Christian bakers to make a cake for a homosexual couple's wedding, even though he voted to support homosexual weddings. You say, the simplest way to evaluate the importance of this development, that is Kennedy's resignation, is to look at Kennedy's record and how he used his swing vote. Four social conscience issues came before the court that were key swing vote cases, and here's how Kennedy voted. He protected Planned Parenthood and abortion rights in Planned Parenthood versus Casey, 1992. He supported Planned Parenthood in this case, and in his opinion, he expressly declared his support for abortion rights. Scalia, Rehnquist, White, Thomas all dissented. Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission. Government cannot limit corporate spending in elections under First Amendment. That's in 2010, and in that case, Kennedy was the deciding vote in favor of the plaintiff. He supported the rights of corporations to participate in elections without the government imposing a limitation upon them. You know, creating the kinds of laws that groups like Clinton's Foundation and all that, that they don't obey anyway. So Kennedy has won for the conservative side so far and won for the liberal side. Next, same-sex marriage. Obergefell versus Hodges, 2015. The libertarian in him sees no problem with creating a right for same-sex marriage that never existed in the history of mankind. I mean, not in any written code ever, and certainly not in natural law. No way. So his idea of libertarianism is to say men should be free of any divinely appointed restraints, whether they be written or ingrained in nature. So now he's 2-1 in favor of the liberal side. He voted in favor of affirmative action, allowing colleges to establish admission policies based on race. And that was a case Fisher versus University of Texas in 2016. So in the last four cases where his vote was the deciding vote, he voted with the liberals three times and with the conservatives one time. That's 75% in the wrong direction. Now, you understand why the liberals are going unhinged. They like to call him swing voter, but really, he swings with the liberals, basically. They are about to be trumped again, and they are beside themselves. Of course, this raises the hopes of right-to-life Americans that finally the black and putrid cloud of baby murder will be lifted from our nation. The millions of gallons of the blood of the infants slaughtered in the wombs of their mothers calls for justice, and filling the ear of God is their cries with our prayers. Will we be heard finally? So right away, the liberals start screaming and yelling, my body, my rights. You know, well, the baby's not your body. Whoopi's all panicked. She screeches, get out of my vagina. You know what, Whoopi? That would be very good advice for these young ladies that get themselves into trouble. If you don't want to become pregnant, there really is one surefire way to ensure that does not happen. Until you're married, you know what I mean? And I, for one, would be only too glad to promote that policy. It's been a good week for Trump. He has been trumping those libs at almost every turn. California needs a good trumping. So, viva los Cox. I mean, hey, we get to vote on the gas tax, by the way. Good night. Can you believe these people? You know, no one gets hurt by these sorts of taxes more than those who are already struggling to make ends meet. So now when you get gas, you can just comfort yourself in the knowledge that, you know, Brown and his fellows are going to, well, they're going to give all state employees a raise. I kid you not. Okay, I need to wrap it up. My friends, please be patient with your liberal friends. Don't behave like they're behaving. They are blowing gaskets and they're frothing at the mouth. It's very scary. I have been warning about this for a lot of years. You know, the day we get past dialogue and everyone just turns to their dukes. It's shaping up that way, but you be patient. Remember, it took Democrats a very long time to even begin recognizing the evils of slavery. You understand that, don't you? It takes them a while, right? Republicans caught on to that very early on, but it took liberals a long time to figure that one out. So we can hope they will finally come around and see through some of these other issues, like murdering babies in the womb and things like that. I preached a message that is doing quite well in the social media world, and I've written a paper titled The Law of Strangers. What does the Bible say about immigration? It's going to be posted on our website soon. I'll let you know when it is. If you want a copy, write to me an email, and we will email a copy of that little paper to you. I will be finishing part one of my prophecy course this coming Sunday, a study of Revelation chapters 1 through 3. I'm going to take a short break, and then I'll come back, and we're going to go through the book of Daniel. I'm going to conclude this particular phase in my study by outlining the prophetic implications of the seven letters to the seven churches. If you missed last Sunday, you really missed a great study. I answered the question, how can God the Son not know something God the Father knows? It's still posted on our Facebook page. You can find me, Jerry Scheidbach, or Brain Basur. I think it's also on our Lighthouse Baptist Church Facebook page, and you can find it there. Also, my series, Know Your Bible Insights, is becoming increasingly popular, and I'm really enjoying it. This Sunday, I'm going to be preaching on the Father's blessing, and we'll be examining Isaac's blessing upon Jacob and Esau. And trust me when I tell you, you're in for some amazing and surprising insights from Scripture. You should register right away for my prophecy course to get in on the most amazing Bible study you'll ever be guided through on the book of Daniel, ever. I guarantee it. My friends, I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see they are on. It's lights on if you see the lights are on, and you will ride like Revere and spread the warning. Essentially, it means you agree with what I'm saying, or you say lights off, which means, of course, you reject what I'm saying and disagree strongly with me. So what will it be today, I wonder? Lights on or lights off? Now, how do you register your vote? Well, you email me by going to our website. You can go to brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. Type lights on in the subject field or lights off. And then just hit send if you're in a hurry. But if you will, take the time to write a note to me. I'm calling on all Lights On listeners. Come on, step up to it. Contact me this week. I hope you will. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Dr. Scheidbach is a well-respected expert on Bible prophecy. He has conducted extensive Bible prophecy conferences in America, Russia, Fiji, and Canada, in churches and Bible colleges. And tune in Saturday at 12 noon